Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at Coverings in Las Vegas is Donato Grosser. Donato, how you doing?
I'm doing very fine. I'm very pleased to meet you again at the Covering Show.
Most people know, Donato, that you're a consultant in the business. You focus on a lot of the statistics in the ceramic tile business, and one of your biggest customers is the Italian Ceramic Tile Trade Association, right?
Correct.
All right, so let's talk about the tile business. You've got a presentation in the morning, and you've got a lot of data here. Let's go through a little bit of this. Your call so far is that the tile business for 13 versus 12 is up roughly, 13% or so, right?
Roughly 13%, yes. It was a good year, a very good year last year, and the ceramic tile business picked up alongside the recovery in the housing market, more precisely in the housing starts, residential.
All right. So, you know, you're my source for some very interesting data. I call out to you probably twice a year for it. It's this whole per capita consumption. In this country, we're the only developed country where ceramic tile is not the leading surface. That's right, isn't it?
Yes. In this country, you have about close to 60% of flooring is carpeting. Mm-hmm. And it is a cultural phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And we bet you know, ceramic tile is mostly used on the coast, in the East Coast, West Coast, in the South, less in the center, less in the north. It has to do with weather, has to do with culture. When I say culture, it's because in Canada, despite the fact that it's a colder climate than the United States, they use much more ceramic tile per capita than here because Canada is more European than the United States.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to be so bold as to talk about what's wrong with Americans and the fact that they have a disposable throwaway mentality?
No, there's nothing wrong with Americans. It's just there is historical reasons. You know, you go back a long time here, and it's a country that has many years, 200 years, and that's what happens. The large manufacturers of nylon and wool and were in this country, and that's how carpeting developed.
All right, so let's do talk about consumption. As you said, it's mostly on the coastal states. It's in California. You run down through Texas. It's up Florida. You know, it's where most houses are built on slabs. And so you don't get as much tile use up in the northern states, right?
Yeah, that's what it is, yes. If you look, we don't have exact numbers of consumption by state, but we have all kind of other data that give us an idea of how much is being consumed by region or by state. So we see how many distributors there are, how many retailers, how much business is being done. So that we know.
Well, Donato, let me make you feel a little bit better because we're just doing our annual report right now, and I can tell you that carpet last year only grew perhaps 5%. And so you're telling me tile grew 13%. So it looks like tile's taking share from carpet.
I don't think tile is taking a share from carpet. It's just tile took back a little bit of the share that it lost before. You see, ceramic tile is a product for the middle class. It's a product, I don't want to call it a high-end product, but it's a good product. It's a product that costs a little bit more than other products, but has advantage of durability and has a lot of the advantages as a product. It's clean. Is for people who are allergic, there's nothing better than ceramic tile. It's easy to maintain, but it lasts a long time. So that's the cost over the life of the product is probably much less than carpeting. But, you know, people had to make an expense in the beginning, so that a lot of people said, I prefer to spend less money now and spend more money later. So that's what happens.
Right. So we're at the show, and I haven't spoken to many of the exhibitors yet, but do you get the sense that most of the manufacturers of tile are happy with the growth that they're experiencing?
Oh, yes. There's a totally different mood this year than 2 years ago, for example. I mean, last year also the mood was already very optimistic because they saw things were picking up and going back. This year they have the satisfaction of having had a nice year last year and seeing that now things are not bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go through the numbers. Let's just kind of quantify what this recession did to the tile markets. And let's also make a caveat that this is all ceramic tile, not just floor tile. So in 2006, there was 3.3 billion square feet of tile consumed in the United States. And in 2009, that dropped all the way down to 1.96 billion square feet. And now at 2013, as you kind of run the numbers together, which I think there's still some final data that's got to come in, but your estimate is that it's about 2.5 billion. billion square feet now. So still, well, not quite a billion down from the peak in 2006, right?
Yes, there is still a lot of space for growth in this country. And as you know, there is a very strong correlation between housing starts and ceramic tile consumption. So we're looking at the housing starts and we see if housing is going to continue picking up the way it has done last year and the year before, we're going to see a very good growth this year of ceramic tile as well. If not, it's going to be a slower growth.
Okay. Now, one of the things that you do point out in part of your presentations here is that most people realize that ceramic tile comes in when the house is built, if you talk about the residential market. And it was almost 40% of consumption in 2006. And as the market went down, the majority of the consumption of tile in this country switched over to the remodel side of the business when people were redoing bathrooms and kitchens, that kind of thing. So we have not yet seen a recovery back to that close to 40% consumption on the new construction side of residential, have we?
So yes, in 2006, housing starts, new residential construction was absorbing 40% of the tiles consumed in this country. Because of the tremendous recession that we had in 2009, new residential construction absorbed only 20% of ceramic tile used in this country. Now we are already back at 26-27%, but in any meantime, the sector of the market that has done better for ceramic tile has been remodeling, and without remodeling we would have been totally destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let's move to the commercial side, though, because we've all been in a hotel lately, and we've all seen much more ceramic use, not only in hotels, but in airports, transportation. So you're seeing a kind of an uptick of the use of tile in the commercial market, aren't you?
Yes, commercial is doing quite well. On the other hand, we have the institutional, which means a lot of government-financed projects that are still very much lagging. So if you look at the non-residential, the commercial, private commercial is coming up, but public commercial institution is still lagging. So that keeps down the non-residential sector of the market.
All right. This is a great update. It's a preview of the presentation you're giving tomorrow. It's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Donato Grosser, who is a consultant in the tile business based in New York. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.